When the Bible talks about Noah's the flood during Noah's era.
Yes.
Do you think this calamity that you're talking about, that was that, or was that an earth change?
No, I think that I do not know if that was a pole shift, but you know what? A pole shift could easily explain it. For example, if you take the earth right now, the way it's spinning, if you were to suddenly stop the planet Earth, to stop it dead in its tracks, within a few days, there is enough water. The continents would actually reseed underneath the water of the planet. The entire planet would be underwater.
Oh, my.
Sound familiar? And then as it reshifts and the new continents reshape themselves, that get pushed out above the surface of the water due to the centripetal force of the equator, we now have new continents that pop up and mountains will appear. It also sounds familiar.
Don't tell me that the Mayans saw this for 2012.
It does believe that the Mayans did have a form of mathematics and understanding about our cosmos that we today don't even comprehend where they got that type of information. But the Mayan civilization, as a side note, didn't even come about until about 1000 BC. They specifically created such a complex calendar system, George, that they insisted that it started, based on our Gregorian calendar, at August 11th, 3114 BC, and end December 24th, 2012 AD, our Gregorian calendar, using the conversion.
When was the last time we had one of these calamities?
Well, there's a major calamity when the Earth itself passes through, and I'll get right down to the cause right now. The Earth moves, or should I say the solar system, moves psychically up and down across the galactic plane.
Right.
Means the plane of our galaxy. If you were to step back and look at our galaxy, which you can't do, but NASA has, you know, very ingeniously taken all the photographic evidence and basically created a 3D map of what they believe our galaxy looks like if you could look at it from a distance. It has spiraling arms rotating around a central hub, which is the same sort of pattern we see in all other active galaxies. And quantum physicists I would like to talk to you later about what causes the devastation. But for right now, I'll just call it the galactic plane. When Earth moves through the galactic plane, the galactic plane pushes, has a gravitational effect that pushes through our solar system and creates this pole shift. Even though, you know, in the overall scheme of things, as far as the solar system is concerned, it's a very, very minor wobble. But to us, it's devastating. It destroys our entire civilization, and we start over again. Now, that is a major effect. This cycle that happens on a major timeline happens every 5,100 years approximately. And we're about to hit it in within the next 10 years. We're not precisely sure. There's questions as to where 2012 is the point at which we cross the line. But, you know, where do we feel the true gravitational field is the main question.
Are scientists concerned about this, Brent? I mean, I don't see anybody running around telling us head for the hills.
You remember, 200 years ago, we were horse and buggy, George.
Right.
Now, we just have computers. We have satellite communications. We think we're on top of the world. We think we're invincible. We don't look for tomorrow. We're just looking in our specialties of what we are going to do the next year. We don't look at the overall picture. Our calendar is a perfect example. This year's 2007, next year's 2008. You ask anybody what will be the year 1,000 years from now? Well, it will be 3007. The Mayans had a completely different approach. They had 13 interlocking cycles of basically Earth cycling around the sun, the sunspot solar activity, the planets around, the moon around the planet, the planet's path through the solar system, and the cyclic resetting of the planet. In fact, they specifically state that during this time, we will enter an age of purification where basically Earth and mankind is wiped out again, and man will start over again.
How long do you think it takes to regenerate again for mankind to come back?
Well, we seem to be in a dark age, approximately 1,500 to 2,000 years. I don't believe that this next time will require that much time at all. In fact, I think we'll probably bounce back on our feet within a matter of 10 or 20 years.
So that would lead me to think that some human beings remain alive on the planet, right?
Yes, yes. In fact, based on quite a number of the smaller gravitational waves that have passed through and caused ripples, we have documented evidence from, say, the ancient Chinese that said the sun set twice in one day in the west.
Wow.